Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 154. This is the weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I'm recapping two events that happened since I recorded last week. I participated in Love Local, which I'm going to recap that event, which is in Indian Wells every month. And then I'm doing the monthly, recapping the monthly event known as the 111 Night Market, which I participated in last night. And as always, at the end of the episode, I'm going to share something I'm thankful for. So let's start. Last week, I recorded on Saturday because Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when the time changed, so it was more like 4:30 a.m., I had to wake up to get ready to drive and set up at an event that I had never participated in before that is located and in association with a church. But it was a very inexpensive entry fee, so I might participate in it again. Give it one more shot. But the event's called Love Local. Love Local, I think, CV for Coachella Valley. And initially, I signed up, didn't hear anything from them. And then hear no contact whatsoever, aside from my receipt for signing up. Nobody reached out to say, hey, thanks for signing up. This is what time you the setup time is. This is where you set up, or this is where you're going to park. This is where you're going to meet so-and-so who will tell you what to do. I had zero follow-up aside from just paying the entry fee. So I was very concerned about that. I reached out via Instagram. Sent a direct message that had no response, then sent a comment on one of their posts saying, hey, I signed up and haven't received any information as far as when the setup is, all the things. I had like three questions, like what time setup, where do I go, and do I need to know anything, right? Thankfully, they responded with, setups at 6 a.m., first come, first serve. So I didn't really get the full, all of the answers I wanted, but at least I knew start time, which only confirms I knew somebody that had participated, so I was able to contact them to find out details. And apparently it's common for them to not contact people. So that made me a little wary. I was like, well, if this is how they're organizing things on this end, what is it going to be like showing up? Thankfully, when I showed up, it was a well-oiled machine. I woke up, I left. It's still nighttime outside. The sun has not even come up. I haven't been up that early since I used to fish. And I slept horribly. So I was tired. I like just completely exhausted, drove there. As soon as I show up, I looked, did some investigating with the pictures that they post on social and in conjunction with satellite views from like Google Maps to kind of figure out what side of this giant, I mean, it's a giant like mega church. I don't know if it's categorized mega church, gigantic property that this church sits on that's right next to the tennis stadium in Indian Wells. So I kind of figured out what side of this gigantic building things are taking place so I can get an idea. So I'm not driving around, you know, this gigantic property that would take me 10 minutes to do one loop around, right? So I at least figured out where I need to enter. And once I entered, there was somebody there, gave me my plot number, showed me where to park. When I unloaded, people were there, tons of staff there that were organizing. people helped carry my stuff to my place. So it could not have been so different once I showed up, which was good. I was like, okay, good. And even the person that was setting up next to me, she was super nice. So people, organizers, everything there, super nice once you showed up. If I had one kind of critique for this event is like, hey, maybe reach out to people who sign up and give them the basic details, because not everybody is a regular there. Sometimes new people show up and it might be nice to kind of welcome them. You know, that first connection, maybe make that good instead of just ignoring their existence. But once I showed up, completely different, got everything set up. It was kind of crazy to set up while the sun was rising. I could see the sun rising in the east, you know, which I don't know how long it's been since I've seen the sunrise. That was crazy. I kind of wish I had set up my camera to do like a time lapse of it, but I was more busy on setting up and I was kind of focused on my setup procedure because, you know, the way I set up in the first show, I kind of figured out some new ways to do it to make it easier. Way easier, took way less time for me to set up, which again, last night at the 111 Night Market, did the same kind of setup. Took so little time to set up, which was nice. But I got things set up pretty nice and easy. Everybody around was nice. The people helping out were nice. The people that came through were nice. The reason they had changed the date, because normally it's the third Sunday of every month, they changed it to the second Sunday, was because the tennis tournament that takes place at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens was taking place. So they said that there was going to be a tennis crowd. Was not tennis crowd at all. It was, we got two big rushes, and I think both of those rushes were the moments when church let out and when the second service let out. So still good rushes. I did horribly. I guess not a lot of art collectors in that crowd. You know, maybe if I had sold some Jesus merch, it would have been, or selling products with catchy phrases on them, I may have done better. A lot of other people did really well. Thankfully, I at least sold one shirt, so it wasn't a complete waste. Like, I didn't lose as much money as I thought I would. And I'm going to give it another shot because there was a good amount of people. And, you know, shows can be different. Like, it really, with what I sell, it only takes a few people to buy stuff from me for it to be a successful thing. But it wasn't very successful. And, you know, it was actually surprising how many people this church crowd assumed that my art is created because I use psychedelics, which is something people have assumed ever since high school. People assume that because I did a lot of surrealism in high school. And since then, people assumed I do psychedelics, which I have nothing against psychedelics, but I've never done them. I didn't even start smoking weed until I turned 30. And the majority of the art that I make, I am sober. I've never needed psychedelics to come up with my artwork. Yet so many people at this church just assume that I am like tripping out on psychedelics in order to make this work. As if everybody who does psychedelics becomes an artist. Doesn't happen. Maybe it'll open your mind. I'm sure there's plenty of benefits to psychedelics. I know there's plenty of benefits to psychedelics, but they don't make you a good artist. Hard work, dedication, consistency, those are things that can make you good at anything, including art. Having an imagination and creativity is not something bestowed upon you because you do psychedelics. But so many people at this church just assume, because that's what they do, they assume things. I'm sure they assume on some level, a lot of them that assume, I'm sure, that I take drugs to create my artwork, lump me in some category as somebody that is not following the teachings of Jesus Christ, right? And maybe that is why they're not into my very creative artwork. But it was kind of crazy. I mean, it's not specific to them, the people that assume that. There's hippies, a lot of people that do psychedelics assume I do psychedelics. So it's not just the church crowd that assumes that. And it's not just this time. I've heard that my entire life. And I imagine it's similar to an athlete that people assume does steroids, that does like HGH or steroids or whatever it is, testosterone replacement. And if they don't, I'm sure it's a very similar feeling, right? Like, doing those things doesn't make you a good athlete. But I'm sure doing those things can help somebody that is already a good athlete, that already has good dedication to their craft and consistency and a good work ethic. But it I was super tired, not selling shit. And then to have people boil down the work that I've been doing for 5 years as it was created because I took a substance is just, it sucked. It sucked. It just put me in a bad mood. But, you know, it is what it is. And when I first set up, it started off crazy. So before we got any rush, this old lady was going around from tent to tent praying, which, you know, I'm an atheist. I used to be a Christian. I know the business of Christianity. I've seen that side of churches. I know they're just businesses, right? They sell a product of God and they profit off of it tax-free. But if somebody wants to come pray, I don't care if you're a Christian, I don't care if you're a Satanist, I don't care if you're Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, I don't care. If you want to pray for my success, I'm all for it, right? I'm not going to convert because it worked or didn't work. I'm not going to keep you from doing. Like, if somebody wanted to do a Harry Potter spell over my, it's like, let's do it. Please. Thank you. Appreciate it. Wingardium Leviosa, right? Whatever anybody, hocus pocus, if you want to burn sage to clear the bad spirits, I don't care what it is you want to do. If you want to at least act in a way to put good energy and be nice and want and wish the best for me, I'm all for that. So I didn't mind her doing that. It was just weird. It's fucking weird. Christians are so fucking weird. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to talk about, are you looking for the perfect gift for that art lover in your life? Look no further than inspireddisorder.com. Our gift cards can be used to purchase original artwork from The Many Faces, a collection of over 2,000 original abstract ink portraits. These one-of-a-kind pieces make for a truly unique and meaningful gift. But that's not all. Our gift cards can also be used to purchase high-quality prints and t-shirts featuring these amazing paintings. Plus, if the recipient is a fan of The Ray Taylor Show, they can use the gift card to purchase merchandise from the show as well. So why wait? Head on over to inspireddisorder.com and purchase a gift card today. Your loved one will be sure to appreciate the thought and creativity behind such a unique gift. Thank you for considering inspireddisorder.com for all of your gift needs. And now, back to the show. And the people next to me were nice. Clearly a lot of Christian people there. A lot of God bless. A lot of things I haven't heard since I was in the church community. A lot of like just patterns of communication that exist in those communities. And just, man, like, you know, it's a weird feeling to know that you're definitely on the outside of that community. They might be nice to you and stuff, but unless I followed and communicated as they do, I'm always going to remain an outsider to them. Somebody who's going to hell because I'm not saved or whatever. But it was a nice thing. I didn't make any money, but it's a cheap thing to go to. It's also a pain in the ass doing it Sunday because I have to record early. If it takes place at the same time next month, then, or not the same time, but if it goes back to its normal day, that will mean that I will do Saturday will be the 111 night market, and the next Monday morning will be Love Local. So I'll be doing events back to back, and I don't know when I'm going to record. I'll either have to wait, which I'll be exhausted when I get home Sunday night. Like I'm going to have to try and like record Wednesday, which would be insane to record on Wednesday. Cause Thursday I paint, Friday I produce my painting. So I had to have to do it, record Wednesday, and then hopefully finish. It'd just be insane. So I don't know. We'll see how that works out. But it was, you know, overall I didn't hate it. It was cool. Whatever. Last night, 111 Market did way better. I think the event was better. I think just more people know about it. A different location. The tents were a little bit more spread out, which I kind of liked. The electricity issue was fine, even though it didn't turn on because of the time change. Everybody that needs electricity at this event is for lighting, which I also need for lighting. But I also bring a TV to that event, which... The changes I've made, the TV works great. It really brings people in. But the power wasn't turned on until it started getting dark, which it started getting dark even later. But once things started heating up, a different crowd came later on at night, and I did really well. There was a lot of like comments, a lot of nice people showing up, people that were engaged and liked. I even if I don't sell stuff, I'm doing this to show my artwork to people, right? To get eyeballs on it. That is the whole thing. Because nobody's going to buy it if they don't see it. So the more people I can show my work to, the more likely it is that people will buy it. And people did. Some shirts, which I'm trying to sell out of, sold well. Sold some paintings. There was also one couple that came. They loved my work. And one of the best things you can hear, right, to overhear somebody say is like overhear them saying, go pick out something because I want to really support this guy, right? It's like, yes, yes, I want you to support me too. I want you to, and they were amazing. They were great. They bought a few paintings and a shirt. It was amazing, you know, loved all my stuff. We had a great conversation. Took a while, like it was hours in to this event before people started buying stuff, and thankfully people bought. So finally an event that I didn't lose money attending. A great event. The food smelled amazing. Like the whole time I kept looking over at the food trucks and being like, man, if there's an opportunity for me, how am I going to do this? Trying to figure it out because I could leave my booth. I don't think anybody's going to come in and steal anything. But at the same time, I want to be there to sell. If somebody wants to buy something, you know, I don't want to miss that opportunity to go get a delicious burrito or something. But the food smelled amazing. And I don't need to be spending money on food like that. Like, I'm still living poor, despite the fact that I did well last night. I'm not at a point where it's like I can just eat out, you know, and I'm like still living as absolutely dirt poor as possible. But thankfully it was a positive event. Showed up early, as I like to do. Showed up the earliest. They said, come on by, which the other artist that I've seen, the colorblind artist, I think his name is Ty, great artist, surrealist. He's got a solo show coming up in August. He was there. We were the first two to show up and start setting up. And it was cool. It was cool to see him. Like, you know, he's very positive. He's like, you know, like keep going. Like he's very trying to be motivational, which I appreciate. Don't really need. It's like, I've come this far. Like I've put so much time and effort into this over and sacrificed so much over the years to start doing this. But I do appreciate his mentality with it and being positive. And he's a good guy. He does good art. He does surrealism, which, you know, the style I used to do. A lot of pop art. Also, we're both colorblind. Like, we have a lot of things in common, I think. He has a family, though. So he's living a different life than me. But we were both the first ones there. We're kind of back-to-back. So that was cool. I got to meet I think he's the owner of Flat Black, which is the gallery. Also, art supply store. Also, I think they have a tattoo shop, that is there at the mall as well. Got to meet him. Totally forget his name. I'm horrible with names, but he's super nice. Loved my artwork. It's like, okay, let's do some. I was like, when I go to set up for these events, I'm not thinking about socializing. I'm just thinking about setting up. Right. Once I'm set up, then it's like, okay, I can turn my brain off of setup mode and turn it into, hey, let's talk mode. So didn't really get a chance to talk. And he's busy, too. Everybody's kind of busy getting stuff set up. But it was a nice meeting. Hopefully, he likes my work online. So hopefully there will be more conversations in the future. Let's do some. I could literally do a solo show tomorrow. I've got over 2,000 original paintings that I can sell. Let's do this. Let's make money together. But it was nice to meet him. Despite the fact the electricity didn't get turned on till late, which I don't, I'm the only one that has something that requires electricity that's not lighting. But that all went good. The food smelled amazing. The crowd was good. I sold some good art. Also, the Coachella Valley magazine went through. They took a picture and a video of me, tagged me on their social media, and I look like an absolute dork. Like, people don't take pictures. I don't take pictures of me. I'm not an influencer. I mean, I may sit here and do this show, but I'm not. You look at my Instagram. There's no selfies. I don't feature myself in pictures. So I'm not comfortable. I'm not used to. I don't have experience posing for pictures. And I have this pose that if you look at one of my early shows from San Diego Art Show from like decades ago, I am doing the exact same pose. And it is like hands on the waist, chest out, and like just a shitty smile, like just dumb. And the dude took a picture of me. Like, you can go. I don't know if it'll still be around, actually. Yeah, the picture's probably not there. Maybe I should add it to a highlight on my Ray Taylor art thing. But it is so bad. It is so dumb. And the second time, I didn't know he was doing a video, which looks like I'm doing the exact same pose. He posted the picture. And then after the picture in his stories on Instagram was the video of him like shooting me in the same stupid dorky pose and then zooming in to like look at all the artwork, which that was cool. So the exposure there, got a job opportunity to design a logo, which we'll see what happens with that. See if they contact me for that. Got to meet other artists, got to meet people that do shows in other places saying that my art would do good there. So it was like a lot of good connections, got some followers. You know, I think people finally saw my work yesterday. The second event, I think people finally saw my work. There was a lot of people that came in and just wanted to look. Like, that's all I rearranged stuff. There was this table I had in the center of my booth. If you look at pictures that I posted, that I had one of my, I have like three books or like giant photo books that have a bunch of art in them. I don't bring any of those anymore because it's just too much stuff. Like, the stuff on the walls is perfect. And I had like free stickers and coupon codes on that table. I got rid of that table that's in the center. And I just had that black table that's on the back, right? There's a couple, like four bigger paintings. The shirts are displayed. And then my TV that has my live painting Thursdays. And then follow me on social. Hey, I do a podcast. Check that out. And then I had one book of more of my 9x12 stuff. And then the stickers and coupon codes. And I think because I removed that table that was in the center, it really invites more people in to just come in and look at the art and take it in. And they don't have to, like, you know, maneuver around some table that's in the center. So I think that was a good move on my part. I think the location I was at in the event, I was kind of more central, closer to the food truck. So there was just more traffic, I think. And I wasn't like tucked in like before. And even like before, I think there wasn't as much traffic going through necessarily. It was almost like I was in a cul-de-sac in the previous one. So I think just the overall setup and the location of it was in a little different spot of the parking lot as well. So I think a lot of things contributed to the fact that more people were able to come in and actually look at my artwork and see my work. So it was a good, finally, like, I needed some kernel of like, okay, I'm doing this. I'm not wasting my time and money doing these shows and nobody's even looking. Like, I'm doing this to get eyeballs and nobody's looking. So what am I doing? So thankfully, got some eyeballs, got some sales. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about, are you a fan of art, movies, and all things entertainment? Then you need to check out youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Our page is jam-packed with all kinds of great content, including making of videos of the many faces, an ongoing art series of abstract ink paintings. But that's not all. We also feature daily episodes from The Ray Taylor Show, a podcast that brings you movie reviews, TV show reviews, episode recaps, opinions on news and entertainment, and much more. There's also a weekly diary and top 5 movie rankings of a variety of categories. And if that wasn't enough, we've also got how-to videos covering all kinds of topics. So why wait? Head on over to youtube.com/inspireddisorder and start exploring the amazing content we have to offer. And now back to the show, which I think I've also started to do smaller sizes. If you've seen my social media, doing the 4x6 paintings that I sell the originals for $20. You can buy prints for $5. I'm doing 6x9 original paintings that I sell for $40. And you can buy prints for $10. And then I have a bunch of my 9x12s, which is what I've been doing for the last few years. So I have hundreds of the 9x12s. So I've got tons of those. I could sell out everything I have hung up. I have backups to probably sell through 2 more times at the show. Then I could have another year's worth that I could sell through. So I'm doing these smaller pieces to get my kind of the style that I'm doing nowadays on the smaller sizes, because all the smaller sizes I have are from earlier on kind of in the development of my style. So it went well. I sold a painting that doesn't even come out till next Sunday. Right. It's weird. The paintings that I don't even think will do well. 2 of them were like, I know. It's like, for me, that's why I release everything, because I'm not the one buying it. The paintings that are my favorites, for whatever reason, don't sell. But ones that I'm like iffy on, where it's like, man, I look at them. I'm like, I can see all of the ways I would have done it differently or better in the moment, because everything's done in the moment. I don't have any idea what my paintings are going to look like until they're done. Everything is improvised, which is like the whole thing with like these psychedelics, like, oh, you dream this and then you wake up and paint. It's like, no, I have no idea what any of these are going to look like until I'm like painting it. I'm like, I think I'm done. And then I sign it. That's when I finally find out what it looks like. Until then, I have no idea. I don't know what brushes I'm going to use. I don't know what inks I'm going to use. I don't know anything. I'm just in the moment doing stuff, filling paper with brush strokes. So when I look at a finished product, I can't help. I've done it my entire life. I look at my artwork and I point out all the things that I would have done differently or changed or done better. And I think that's how I get better. But it's like, it's weird how paintings that I have more of a feeling of that, I'm more critical towards, are ones that connect with people. So that's why I release everything. Because there's so many times paintings will get more like interaction online that I would never have expected. And paintings that I'm like, oh, I can't wait for people to see this, will just crickets. Nobody will even notice. I'm like, how do people not love this? But I'm not buying it. I'm just making it. So I'm thankful to everybody that supported me and came by and looked. And I'm thankful for my new followers. I'm thankful for everything. But that's not what I'm thankful for this week. Let's move on to what I'm thankful for. Because at the end of every episode, I want to point out and talk about something that I'm thankful for. Whether it's big, small, whatever. At the end of every episode, I want to highlight, focus on something I'm thankful for. And in related, very related things, I am very thankful for the people who believe in me. And there's something I was talking about with Ty. He mentioned that when he was starting out doing these shows, it was tough for him and he was discouraged. But his wife believed in him and his wife convinced him to keep going and to keep pursuing this thing that is what he wants to do, right? And it's so important to at least have one person if you're in these kinds of pursuits where most people don't care. Your friends, whether you're starting a business, you're an artist, you're a singer, you have a passion, you have a belief in yourself, which is obviously something that would at least get you started doing something. You have a passion to do a thing. But really putting yourself out there, it can be hard. And survival, the entire world is not set up for artists to succeed. There is no support structures, infrastructures for, especially in the United States, right? If you're an artist and you get sick, you're screwed. There's no universal health care. There's no support. We live in a society that does a lot to keep people from following their dreams. But sometimes it only takes one person, right? One person. There's one person in my life that believes in me that I would not be able to do this if not for that person. For Ty, similar thing. His wife, one person believed in him, keeps him motivated, keeps him going. And it's so important to at least have one person. Now, there could be other people that believe in you, obviously, but there has to be that one person that's willing to really invest themselves because they believe in you, right? Because you're not going to be the most financially solvent. You're not going to be bringing in the money right away, right? But they have to be able to believe in your abilities, believe in your potential. Aside from those singular people, because it only takes one person for you to succeed. Obviously, if you have more than that, that's great. If you're like someone like Steven Spielberg and you have an entire family that will support you throughout your career, and then you have producers and directors doing everything they can to introduce you to the people you need to know to follow your career, then it's very easy. But when it's hard and you're struggling, sometimes it only takes one person. And it's tough, man. Like, even though I can't pay my bills all the time, right, with other people's beliefs, it still is something that motivates you to know that other people, that you're not alone in believing in what you're doing, whether it's social media, which isn't, it's way more effective in person, but any kind of like positive reinforcement is great. Online stuff can be very disingenuous. And in person too, people could be falsely supporting you in order to get something out of you, right? There is a line where it could be predatory, right? Or parasitic. Like, there are definitely parasitic people that will see your potential and want to take advantage of that in order to benefit themselves while pretending to be supportive, right? But never actually being. They just want to kind of ride on your coattails or whatever. But the true blue supporters, whether they support you financially or not, it is so important, right? And even the people online, YouTube, it's so easy to get negative comments. I get negative comments all the time, specifically on the show. But like, the positive things I get, just like, they're just like little morsels of like, thank you. They're like soul food, right? They help just give me like, thank you, just like, just okay, I can keep going a little bit more. I'm at least going. It's like, I don't feel like I'm walking blindly. I can kind of feel like I'm on the right path in some ways. Which you have to have belief in yourself, which can be very difficult. So sometimes having other people believe in you can help in those moments where your belief in yourself wavers. But It's amazing. People's belief sometimes is the only thing that keeps me going. And I appreciate it. upcoming events. I don't have anything booked for April yet, but I do plan on doing Love Local again. I also plan on doing the 111 Night Market again. So when I do book those, you will be able to see those events as well as any other events by going to inspireddisorder.com/events. That is where you can see all of my live and local events for the upcoming months. So do that. I'm also thankful for Izzy taking a moment and not barking at me right now, because I'm almost done with this episode, because I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or a rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on YouTube if you're watching this at youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you all again next week for another episode of Raise Days. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.